into the water and drowned themselves. The hogs had sense enough to say, I'd rather be dead than to have these demons on the inside of me. And they went and they drowned themselves. Because they didn't have a Savior like Jesus. They didn't have somebody who could deliver them like Jesus. And Jesus permitted them to go into those swine. That's why I always bless my swine before I eat it now. Some of you Jews and the rest of you folk, you don't eat meat and all that. I understand. I ain't there yet. I'm on my way, but I ain't there yet. But I bless my pigs 2 or 3 times before I eat it. Make sure ain't nothing in this pig here. Make sure he cook well. I burn that demon up. Huh? Listen. When Jesus delivered him, this man who would run around naked, he was a chained fool. He broke the chains and the fetters. Nobody could control him. But when Jesus delivered him and they saw him again, he was sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed. And in his right mind, he was witnessing and praising God and receiving the message from him.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. 0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do 3 things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
And so, Lord, we be so careful to give you all the praise,
yes, Lord, yes.
All the honor,
all the honor,
and all the glory.
Yes, Lord.
It's in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
We do pray. And the church says,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good evening, everyone.
Amen.
Glad to be found once more in the house of Christ.
Amen.
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 To God, my glory, to my Savior, to
Amen.
My wife, to
Amen.
The New Movement Baptist Church,
Amen.
To
yes.
out,
yes.
to First Baptist Church, to Sister Pam Frame, to Brother Frame, to Ness, to Doja, our pastor.
Yes.
I just want to greet
yes.
you in the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
I say, God, He is a good God.
Yes.
I've been on for a long way in high school. But we're going to have a word coming out of the book of Acts. 16th chapter, 16th verse. Acts of the Apostles.
Amen.
I didn't know what to preach on, but Eugene asked me what. So this is for somebody in here. God is talking to somebody. God works in mysterious ways. He works in some old folks say he works in some mysterious ways. 16th chapter of the book of Acts and the 16th verse of that chapter. You haven't seen me. It came to pass as we went to pray, a certain damsel, that word damsel mean girl, possessed with the spirit of divination, met us, which brought her masters much gain by Susanna. 17 said, the same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this she meant days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Oh. And when her magistrates saw that the hope of their gain was gone, they called Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers and brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which we are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrate rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. When they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safe. 24, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight. I'm going to say it again. And at midnight. Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard him. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the fountain of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands was loose, dropped down. The verse 30. And brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? You may be seated. I'm talking about God is at the midnight hour. God is at the midnight hour. I remember a time when we'd be on the dance floor, Pastor.
Talk about it.
We'd be drinking that go-go juice. Come on, you by myself. God has done something we ain't got no business doing. I hope that. on that.
Yeah.
He said, I think it'd be good to us. It'd be good to us.
Yeah.
My friend Pookie has gone on to be with the Lord. That's my friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had to get myself together. Well, when he called me this morning, I was like, oh Lord. You know, I'm not shaken about it because I know where he's at. Because the Bible says in the Word, you know, as you're going to leave out of this Word. You don't know when, you don't know where, you don't know how.
That's what I
but we're going to leave out here.
What
you
know,
I don't know when my time coming. You don't know when your time coming.
That's right.
When God comes.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
You got to get out of here.
Amen.
Amen. Let's look at the text. Now this text, Apostle Paul had teamed up with Silas because they had some contention with John the Martyr.
That's right.
That's over in the 50s.
That's right. That's right.
The Bible said he had some contention that John deserted him over in the 13th chapter on the first journey.
That's right.
And the Bible said that Paul, when he saw Jesus, he didn't take no wood nickels.
Uh-huh.
No, the old folks don't take no good news. Huh?
Okay.
So the Apostle Paul began to tell Barnabas, no, I'm not going to take it. You know, John Mark with us. So they had some condemning arguments.
Yeah.
You know, like us, we have arguments.
Yeah.
And we fall out with one another.
Yeah.
And don't even fool us no more.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Fool
yeah.
Don't fool us no more.
Well, yeah.
Y'all going to talk to somebody over here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But these boys here were sold out for Jesus.
Yeah.
So Barnabas went with John Mark. That's the book. John Mark was the boy that wrote Mark.
That's right.
And Paul took on Silas and he went on to preach the gospel. Yeah. Because the gospel got to be preached.
Wow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The death, burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I'm not down in the casino because they got a lot of people out there on that broad road, you know. Wow. I mean, no harm to nobody, but on that broad road. Drafting, drugging, thugging. You look at it, it's testimony.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've done all that. I've confessed it. And you've done some things you ain't
even need to
be done. But when you call someone, you need to ask the Lord, Lord, I confess.
Yeah.
I have seen.
That's right.
And fallen short.
That's right.
And I ask you, Lord, to forgive me of my sin. Let's look at the text. Now the text said they went down first by Riverside on the Saturday. That's in the 13th verse.
Yeah.
And they asked anybody they wanted prayer. See, you got to have prayer in your God.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I got how to pray to God. They heard, can I go pray for a moment? Because Lord, I know that you speak to me and you told them. Matthew and Luke 12, 11, Mark 13, he said, when you come before the council, you ain't going to be able to speak to those people. Yeah. And at that hour, the Holy Ghost will overshadow and speak to you. So I was asking the Lord to speak to me, to speak to somebody to come in here this afternoon.
That's right. That's right.
Crossing over to the other side. I remember the time we crossing over. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody, but we'll go get that gin and juice.
That's right, we wasn't in church.
Sitting on gin and juice.
Amen.
Get it, pal. Listen to
that kid, anyway.
They got better than that.
Yes, sir.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
Because we all in them. We all in them.
Come on.
We all in them.
That's right.
Somebody said, I don't care about you. The Bible said, ain't there too? You should know the truth. And the truth shall set you free.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just trying to tell the truth and get on out your way. But I want to tell you that God is no shadow what he do.
That's right.
He look in the boogie too.
That's right.
Satan look in the boogie, but God got all that. God got all power in his hands.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
He talked about old Lucifer.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a son of the morning. He sang like a mockingbird. He had diamonds and pearls in his Ezekiel 28 chapter. Don't bring me for your toy out your mouth. It's in his mouth. How he looked. He was so beautiful. He said, I sent you so.
Yeah.
That's right.
But he had wanted to be that God.
Yeah.
And I don't know nobody can think of God.
Nobody.
I don't know nobody can even think. my ways.
That's the way.
Yeah. Not your way.
Yes, sir.
And my thoughts.
Uh-huh.
And not your
thoughts. That's right.
That's what he said. And he said in the book, he said, in Isaiah 26, he said, and 3, he said, when you get ready to speak and talk to me, you have peace, which passes all. Trying to help somebody this morning. I got peace. Somebody is struggling with their meals and needing help from the Lord. And they don't know which way to go in there at the crossroads. But I tell you this, look up to the hill and say, Lord, you say,
yeah.
If I lift my eyes to the
hill,
from which way am I going? I'm going to say, though, when they say, in 19, when a man guess it was right now. Look what it said. They called Paul and Silas. They were together now. And drew them into the marketplace. See, when somebody, when you uncover a plot, revelry, possibly, they get married. Now, I'm talking to somebody. We got IncoCast coming up after a while. Don't be lying. I got you. Don't be lying. Not that lying. But we won't go out of the gospel. I'm talking to somebody. You want to talk to somebody? Yeah, I am. They wanted, they was mad, and they wanted them to come and get them out of our city because they had uncovered the plot that they were doing.
That's right.
See, when you uncover the plot, that's what Jesus did. He come and uncover the truth and let you know that that ain't real. See, I want some realness in me. You know, some people are fake. They call them scammers now. Y'all know about scammers? They'll scam you out your money, they call you on the phones. Yeah. Late early in the morning. Am I talking to somebody over here? Yeah. Scam. That's what they were doing, scam. But Paul and Silas. Hold on. See, I come in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
In the same way. Now, this is the girl. She kept on. She wanted to be delivered. See, let me tell you something. When you're doing wrong, you know when you're doing wrong.
Right. That's right.
Who you is.
Right.
You know when you're doing wrong about something.
Right. That's right.
And you want to be delivered, but you can't because they got a strong hold on them.
That's right. That's right.
But she wanted to be delivered because the Bible said back in 18, it said, be free, turn and say, look at that. And this she did what? Many days.
That's right.
Following Paul on the side. Telling them that you are the sons of the living God, that you are men of God, and won't you do this? And but Paul being free, well, freedom, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a name.
That's
a name of a living name.
Right.
I don't know nothing, no other name under heaven. You know what I mean? Well, my people must be saved. He came born in a stable, didn't he? Mary left it out of the womb for me, and both things. She took swaddling clothes and wrapped the baby in swaddling clothes. I don't know what I'm getting on that, but I'm just trying to tell you. Right? He came to seek to save those which were lost. That's us, color folks.
You
were lost. Didn't have no way. Huh? You were lost. Yes, we were. Well, Donald Trump and them, they get on out the way. I ain't going on him. You know, they want to be all high-minded and all that kind of stuff. God, I said, but he's behind you.
Yeah.
I don't know where, but I'm telling them right now. God, I said, I don't know nobody. Being the best of the box with God.
That's right.
Him can box with him. Never can box with him. Better check up and box with him. And because Donald Trump can't box with him either.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, the Holy Ghost will be on.
understand. And so also with the humble, who God had given to them that obey him.
That's right.
Can't give them no any kind of way to get going. No. You got a strong delusion. Let me go back to your team. Look what it said. I'm going to drop down. Look what it said. Now in 23. Now somebody beat you for wrongness, you gonna be paid. You're about to go get your pistol and your gallon gun and everything else, come back, try to shoot up the place. But that ain't what Paul and Silas did. Because they knew who they served. They served a mighty God. We serve a mighty big God today. And we want to thank God for bringing us over from 25 to 26. Thank God for the triumphs. Thank God for the doctor's approvals. Thank God. Brother, I know you've been suffering and helping, but God still got you and your wife here. And he's telling you, hold on.
Hold on.
I got you in my hand.
Yes, sir.
I can say one thing, but if God say another thing.
Yes,
sir. Well, I think God say, well, I'm going to say, I must be here. People still living right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because God.
Yes, sir.
Got the last say so.
That's right.
God got the last
say.
Yeah. And thou walkest through the fire, thou should not be burned. Neither should the flame kill up on thee. I said, well, I said, I'll never want to get you. Look what it said. When they made many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison. Oh, no. Now, it wasn't a prison where you walk day by night into sandwich and wine. No. It was a cold jail.
That's right.
They put their feet fast in the stock.
That's right.
And they began to beat on. They began to put stripes on. For nothing now. They ain't some of them. They ain't no fornicating and all that kind of foolishness. They was talking about the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. That's all they was talking about. But they get beat. They get beat. That's what the Bible said, no? But look at 25. Let me hurry up a little bit more. Look at 25. It said, and at midnight. Oh, no.
Midnight
ain't the next day. It ain't the day before. Whoever me. That's me. It's midnight. That's the way you get Solomon. You get it at midnight.
Yeah.
2 Chronicles chapter 7. Verse 14, he said, if my people,
all right.
themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Some of us got some brains. There's nobody who sees it, but God sees it. If you just turn from your wicked ways,
yes, sir.
I hear that name, bro.
That's right.
Some of them don't come out of this.
Okay.
I ain't talking about them, but if you're doing it, if you shoot your way at you. The old folks said, y'all know the old folks?
Yeah.
I come from the old folks. They treat that guy. There's people on each other.
Oh, yeah?
Huh? Yeah, there's people on each other. I'm about to be people afraid. Am I lying? You know I'm lying. That's what I'm saying. And at midnight,